This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، كلمة قامت عليها الأرض والسماوات، وفطر الله عليها البشرية، وهي أساس الفرض والسنة، ومن كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. فاللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك أن تجعل آخر كلامنا في الدنيا لا إله إلا الله. اللهم أحينا على لا إله إلا الله، وأمتنا على لا إله إلا الله، وبعثنا على لا إله إلا الله، وأدخلنا الجنة ونحن نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومعلمنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا يوم الأرض على الله سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه، وارض اللهم عن ساداتنا أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الصحابة أجمعين، وعنا معهم يا رب العالمين. أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, if you were to look at the corner of the masjid to my left side, you'll see a small box known as casket. We call it a nash. And the inside that casket over there, there is someone who used to be like us. He used to breathe, he used to eat, he used to drink, he used to come to the masjid, he used to go to work, he used to sit with his family, he had hopes, he had dreams. He didn't know that today was going to be his last day. He had experiences. He's been through difficulties, tests, happy moments, sad moments, and so on and so forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala summarizes our story in that box. Right? We come to this dunya walking a journey, a long journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every single day, every single moment, we get closer to that casket. And then people, they carry us, put us in the car, drive, and then finally dig a hole in the ground and they put us, and to cover us, and they make sure that there is no connection between us and anybody else on the face of earth. No, even a little bit of hole. It's not allowed. Is it covered enough? Right? Did they dig deeper? We want to make sure that nobody can even see. We want to make sure that, you know, in a couple of days, nobody can smell our, you know, the smell that's coming from under the ground. Subhanallah. Wa inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So that summarizes everything. Right? That's why when we talk about death, and this is not, honestly, this is not the main topic, but see, whenever we have janazah, we have to humble ourselves. No other lessons should be taught except the lesson that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to learn right now. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul man arada wa'idhan falmawtu yakfi. If you really come in here, if your intention from coming here to the masjid today to be reminded, I don't even have to say a word. I can just tell you, look at the box, look at the casket. That's it. That's it. Right? That's it. Nothing else. من أراد واعظا فالموت يكفي. You need to listen, there you go. You're going through issues, there you go. Right? Anything, you know, that's not pleasing to you, happy in your life, there you go. That's the end of it. You think your problem is the biggest problem, there you go. Right? You think that there is no end to your issues and you're struggling and you're suffering, there you go. So the Prophet ﷺ would ask the companions to just look and stare. Look, look. That's the end of it. That's the end of it. And what is so ajib is our loved ones are the ones who are actually going to bury us under the ground. The loved ones, our children, our spouses, they're the ones who are going to bury us. Right? So brothers and sisters, this is reality. But I want to ask a question here. Or I ask myself this question. If we were to ask the mayyit, the janazah, which by the way, we get stripped out of all of titles. There is no titles now. We see the janazah, we see the deceased person, we see the mayyit, we see the brother. We don't see no titles. Your title is gone. It's over. See how much we're fighting for our titles? All right? How much we took pride in our titles in dunya? Well, guess what? You don't even get the title anymore. You don't get the title. You lose it immediately. The minute you leave this dunya, your title is gone with you. All right? So if we were to ask the mayyit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him maghfirah. If you have one wish, if we were, hypothetically, if we ask this question, if you have one wish right now, what would be the wish, the one wish that you want to have accomplished? Guess what he's going to say. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have an evidence from the Quran. He will say that, I wish that I can listen, I can sit right now, listen to the khutbah, and pray Salat al-Jum'ah. I guarantee you will never hear something about dunya, coming back to achieve my dreams in dunya. Never. It will never happen because it's over. It is over. Right? It is over. That's the one wish. And the question is, you and I have this opportunity. Right? You're sitting in the masjid, alhamdulillah, listen to the khutbah. And you, inshallah, you're going to pray Salat al-Jum'ah. And you still can go back. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you a little bit more time to correct yourself. Right? Correct yourself. See what was wrong and correct it. Right? Make sure that you are ready for that mashhad, for that scene, for that event. Ikhwani, death is a great event. And it should not be taken as something negative. Wallahi, that is what I always say to myself and to brothers and sisters. Death should not be dealt with as something negative. You know, why? You know, the maulanas and the shuyukh, they want us to be miserable all the time. Right? Why they don't talk about, you know, about success and about accomplishments and all of them. We talk about all of this. Death should never stop you from being the best of the best. Death should never. Death should be something which always puts you in check, always brings you back. Remember, this is going to be the end. Just look at me right now and remember, it will happen to you. It will happen to everyone. It's, okay, what I'm supposed to do? You're supposed to make sure that you are ready for that mashhad, for that event. That's the most important thing. The moment we came out of this dunya crying, we were crying because we came to the dunya. Subhanallah, yani, we came out of our mother's womb. May Allah bless them and shower them with their mercy. You know, small place. And we're actually happy there. The moment we came to this dunya, right, we started crying. Knowing what is ahead, what is waiting for us in this dunya. Struggles, difficulties, issues, problems. That's dunya. Happy moments, sad moments. That's what's coming ahead of us in dunya. But the most important thing, brothers and sisters, is that when we make sure that when we are in that casket, we're happy and we're smiling. وَلِتَّ يَبْنَ أَدَمَا بَاكِيًا وَالنَّاسُ يَضْحَوْلَكَ يَضْحَكُونَ سُرُورًا فَعْمَلْ لِيَوْمٍ كَانُوا إِذَا بَكُوا كُنْتَ أَنْتَ ضَاحِكًا مَسْغُورًا. When we came to this dunya, the poem goes like this. When you came to this dunya of children of Adam, of son of Adam, you were crying while everyone around you was laughing. So work for a day in which when everyone, or during which when everyone around you is crying, you're the one who's smiling. That's the most important thing. When we think about death, brothers and sisters, we remember leaving our children and loved ones behind. But guess what? The mayit's beyond this. The mayit doesn't care about, I don't want to say Allah, doesn't care. The idea of leaving the family is not his biggest concern right now. Once your soul is out, forget about the children, forget about your spouse, forget about everybody else. It's just about me, me, me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already said, tells us, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. You're going to escape from everyone. You're going to run away. Because you want to make sure that you take care of yourself first. All right? Take care of yourself first. So work for that day. Work for that day. When everyone is crying, everyone is sad, you're the one who is happy. You're the one who is happy. You're the one who is smiling. Because, you know, the moment your soul is taken out of your body, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show you your place in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. May Allah make us from the people of Jannah. Amazing. Imagine. Allah will show you, hey, this is your place in Jannah. You're just going to be resting for a little bit. Right? It's known as alam al-barzakh. Allahu alam for how many years, hundreds of years, thousands of years, we're going to be there. There are so many people all the way from Adam alayhi salam, they're waiting for us there, right? So death is not the end of our lives, and that's a common mistake. We think that death is the end of it. The death is just a different phase of our creation. Again, I repeat this. Death is a different phase of our creation. It's not the end of it. All right? It does not end the process. There is there are other more phases that we're going to go through. Death is just one of them. All right? So, brothers and sisters, what is my message today? My message is be ready for that day. Be ready for this day. Know that you are in this dunya for a short amount of time, even if you live in this dunya for 100 years. And I promise, majority of us, just looking at, mashallah, the bright faces here, majority of us will not even be here in this dunya 100 years from now. None of us. We have young children, and us, but none of us, the adults here, none of us will be here in this masjid, in this dunya, 100 years from now. None of us. And none of us will be remembered. Will not be remembered. Well, do you remember your grandfather, the great-grandfather? What's their names? How many times they come to your mind? They're gone. Khalas, over. Their story is gone. That's it. They came to the dunya, they lived to a little bit. So the most important thing is when you are in that casket, you're ready and you're happy. You're smiling. You're smiling. That's the most important thing. That should be your goal, your ultimate goal, right? That shouldn't be your biggest concern. Your biggest concern should not be the job that you lost, or the marriage that is not working well, or the children that are giving you a hard time, or the chemotherapy that someone is going to go through, or the disease that someone is have. That shouldn't be your biggest concern. The biggest concern should be that when I am in that casket, when I am there, I am safe and I am good. That's the most important thing. Whatever it takes, do it. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم الحمد لله وكفى وصلاة وسلاما على عباده الذين اصطفى أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد من أراد واعظا فالموت يكفيه. If you want a reminder and lessons, then this should be enough. Our loved ones are going to take us to the cemetery, they're going to bury us, and they're going to come back. When we go to the cemetery, our loved ones are going to be with us, our friends are going to be with us, our amal is going to be with us. Our friends and loved ones, they're going to come back. And the only thing that's going to be left with us is our amal. So brothers and sisters, if you owe someone, and I said that a couple of khutbas ago, if you owe someone haqq, give it back. If you're mistreating your spouse and oppressing your wife or husband, apologize and be kind to them. If you're not giving haqq to your work, give the haqq of your work. If you have business partner and you're aiding their haqq, give their haqq back. Because once you are in the casket, it is too late. We're still alive. If you did not fulfill the haqq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, your zakah, your sadaqah, your hajj, your siyam, take care of it. Take care of it. Because we do not know. I promise. I promise. We all know that we're going to depart to this dunya. We know this. But I promise. Deep inside, we think we're not going to die yet. The uncle felt the same way. Most of us, we're going to wake up normally. You're going to put your own clothes on. You're going to go to your work. Everything's going to be normal for the most part. Right? Everything is going to be a normal day. You wake up in the morning. You see your family, alhamdulillah. All right? You go to your work. You may go hang out outside. It will be a very normal day. But then, we don't know what happened in a split of a second. But I'm not ready. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتُ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتُ. So on the day when the death comes to them, they will say, Ya Allah, return me back. So that, you know, there are two rak'ah. I need to catch them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَلَّا. It's over, Habibi. I have given you 80 years. Wasn't it enough for you? Was it enough for you to be kind to people, to give the haqq back to your sister, to give the inheritance and the mirath back to your sister, to give the haqq to your husband, to your wife, right, to your children? Was it enough? You have 60, 70, 80 years. Was it enough? What will happen when I give you 2 more hours or 2 more seconds? Nothing will happen. You will be the same. You're not going to change. If you're not changing now, then what else will it change you? If we are not changing after seeing janazah after janazah after janazah after janazah, what else is going to change us, brothers and sisters? Ibadallah, ittaqullah, ittaqullah, and be ready for that day. يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا والأمر يومئذ لله. On the day that no soul will benefit other soul, and everything on that day belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you leave this masjid, check. See if you owe someone debt and you're keeping from them. If you owe someone an apology and you're not offering that apology, check. If you are not being kind to your parents, if you're not respecting, you know, the parents, check this out before it's too late. Right after salah, inshallah, we're going to have salat al-janazah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give maghfirah, ya Rabbil Alameen. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give maghfirah to the mayyit, ya Rabbil Alameen, and to make him for the people of Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant the family sabr jameel. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant the family sabr jameel, ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma aghfir lahu warham, wa'afihi wa'afu an, wa'akrim nuzula, wa'assa mudkhala. Allahumma adkhilhu dar, Allahumma bidilhu daran khayran min dari, wa waladan khayran min waladi. وأهلا خيرا من أهله وزوجا خيرا من زوجه يا رب العالمين اللهم اجمعنا به في الجنة اللهم اجمعنا به في الجنة اللهم اجمعنا به في الجنة يا رب العالمين تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم استجب دعاءنا يا رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alal falah. Qad qamatis salah, qad qamatis salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدع اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته we're gonna have صلاة الجنازة صلاة الجنازة we have if we can just make a space inshallah So this is for Hafiz Sayyid Jamshid Rizvi. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him maghfirah and to make him within the people of Jannah. Allahumma ameen ya rabbal alameen. If we can make a space, inshallah. The head over there. The head, yeah. This way. Yeah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Salat al-janaza for takbira. After the first takbira, al-thana al-Allah or Surah al-Fatiha. After the second takbira, al-durud al-sharif, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. After the third takbira, al-du'a lil-mayyit. And after the fourth takbira, al-du'a for yourself and the Muslims, inshallah. Stawu. الله أكبر الله أكبر اللهم صل على الله أكبر اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وعافيه واعف عنه اللهم الله أكبر اللهم اغفر لنا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Inna Allahi wa inna ilahi raja'un. Inshallah, the burial will be at Farmersville Cemetery. Inna Allahi wa inna ilahi raja'un. Our condolences to the family. We have dua al-maghfirah, of course, for our mayit, Hafiz Sayyid Jamshid Rivzi. And we have dua al-maghfirah for Iqbal Ahmed, Salim Ahmed, Asra Hussein, Ilyas Ahmed, Diwan Rizwan. And we have dua al-shifa, Abdullah, he's 7 years old, Ma'moon Buyan, Jumaila Akhtar, Hassan Hamid, Khan, and Fatima Mubarak. For those who are struggling with their health, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them shifa. And for those who passed on, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them maghfirah and to make room for the people of Jannah, Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma ameen. Akhwani, there will be a class, inshallah, on Surah Yusuf. This coming, inshallah, the Saturday, next Saturday. The flyer is outside. Please register for this class, inshallah. It's a collaboration between ICF Uswa and Miftah Institute, inshallah.